Scott McKay is away this week. We're also joined by the investigative reporter for WPRI TV Channel 12, Tim White. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hi, Ian.
Representative Morgan, you're among a relatively small number of lawmakers calling for an independent outside investigation of 38 studios, along with legislative hearings with full subpoena power. Do you believe this effort will succeed in influencing legislative leaders and Governor Raimondo to back the outside probe and these more kind of robust legislative hearings?
I think it has to. I know that they've been reluctant to do this, but honestly, the attorney general, he's had 4 years, hasn't done it, but he has the power to appoint an independent prosecutor. And I think the state needs this. We need sunshine on what happened there. We need to find out who did what, how, where, when, all those things. I mean, the depositions have given us an insight, but they haven't answered all the questions.
Tim White and myself and many other reporters have spent hours combing through the almost 40,000 pages of documents released about 38 Studios. At this point, what are the main unanswered questions that you have about 38 Studios?
Who, where, what, when, and how much? All of those things. Again, I mean, you guys have done really wonderful work on this, but there's everything you turn over, there's another answer, there's another question, right? And nobody wants to admit to anything. So the problem with having an internal hearing is the oversight committee is actually supervised by the speaker. It really needs to be independent. It needs to be autonomous, whatever the investigation is. We may have to go out of state, but we need it.
Let's go to Tim.
Rank and file lawmakers have always maintained publicly that they didn't know that a bond payment was going to be used to fund 38 Studios. They didn't know $75 million was going to go there. They would say, we authorized a loan guarantee program. That was up to the EDC. Some of these documents we're seeing now are casting that narrative into doubt. Most recently, we saw an email that suggests another lawmaker at the time, just rank and file, not even leadership, said early on they would vote for a bond before any of this came to light. How do you feel about that? Do you think that this casts that narrative into doubt that maybe lawmakers knew more than what they said?
I'm sure they did. I mean, the work you two have done really gives us an insight that they've circled the wagons, but circling the wagons, they're not believable. They knew. I mean, they had meetings way beforehand. Representative, the one that you were in, McNamara,
yeah. Who denies it, by the way?
I know, but there's the email, and then there's the email, right? So I'm sure that they knew. Some of them knew, at least. I think that's why Rhode Islanders are skeptical and should be skeptical. That's why we need an independent investigation.
Representative Morgan, you were certainly vocal during the budget debate this past June, but you and your Republican colleagues did vote unanimously for the budget backed by Speaker Mattiello. Did you give up your responsibility to be a more vocal kind of loyal opposition?
You know, I like to be constructive. You know, it was the Republicans, quite frankly, who proposed the Social Security elimination of income tax on Social Security. There were a lot of things that we had proposed in the past that were actually adopted in this budget. You know, we kind of collectively decided that good outweighed the bad. I mean, we don't always have to just be there saying negative things. You know, our plan for the bridge to do away with bridge tolling by taking existing money, that's a positive. That's a problem-solving proposal by us. It's not a negative. It's just there's a better way.
I want to ask you about that, actually. The roadworks plan from Governor Raimondo looks to borrow money now to tackle bridge repairs, and a lot of them immediately, right up front. The GOP plan is more of a gradual ramp up of money. Isn't there a cost to holding off on repairing many of those bridges? I know you like to say they borrow $680 million and that turns into $1.3 billion down the road, but isn't there a cost of holding off on some of the repairs that are needed right now?
Actually, if they adopt the governor's plan, it's going to take 18 months before we see any work done on bridges because of the time that it takes to issue the bonds and put everything together.
18 months to 10 years, though.
Oh, no. We start right away. We start right away
in year
one.
With the same number of bridges?
With $65 million, and there is constraints on the workforce.
That's not $600 million.
You can't spend $600 million in 1 year. You just can't. There's not enough people out there to do it. In her plan, and I actually looked at it last night, it makes no sense. you know, DOT gets $500 million a year. We're going to add money to that. Certainly they can get started on bridge repairs with that amount of money. They can. And they can save our economy more than half. We're going to pay $1.3 billion to get $620 million, less than half of the cost in real construction. Our plan is just the opposite. You're getting $875 million of construction for $900.
We're talking here with State Representative Patricia Morgan, Republican of West Warwick. I'd like to talk about national politics briefly. Donald Trump's place in the Republican presidential field has generated a lot of interest. As a Republican, who is your preferred presidential candidate?
Oh, boy, I have a lot. You know, I think you asked me this the last time I was here. We really have great candidates on the Republican side. We have Carson and Fiorina. We have a bunch of governors. They're really good. I'm really drawn to Fiorina, quite frankly. I know she's the woman, but she is articulate. She is bright. She is the American success story. So I'm really drawn to her, but I like Rubio as well. He's got the energy and really a incredible depth of foreign affairs. I mean, I like Kasich too, has done a wonderful job turning Ohio around. I think we have a great slate out there. I don't know how it will come down, but I think if people look at the Republican field, they're going to be very happy.
And before we go back to Tim, the National Republican Party is having some challenges. The words civil war are being used to describe the fight to succeed John Boehner as Speaker of Congress. Do you think the image or profile of the National Republican Party is hurting efforts to elect Republicans here in Rhode Island?
Oh, boy, that's a hard one to answer. I mean, leadership fights are what they are. We've had them here in our state. There's a lot of smoke and fire and brimstone around them. They'll figure it out. And I hope they come up with the leader that really moves the country forward.
From the national stage to hyperlocal, you've been outspoken about the financially troubled Coventry Fire District. And one of the big complaints from those in the Coventry Fire District is that the new board there made things, they would argue, worse, that they generated more of a problem. Chairman Frank Palin comes in and dramatically slashes the budget, then turns around and says, hey, look, we're out of money. Is that responsible fiscal management to you?
Frank Palin didn't slash the budget.
The voters
slashed it. And for anyone to put the blame on him is not responsible.
But it makes sense why they're out of money, right?
The contract is why they're out of money.
Do you want to see the union dissolved?
Not necessarily. I would like to see the union actually come and try to solve the problem, but you can't solve the problem by just constantly asking for more money. The people in the district have said they want it to be more affordable. And if it can't be more affordable, they want it dissolved. That's pretty definitive, isn't it? So the union has an opportunity to save their jobs, but they have to come to the reality that most of the people in that district, households, make $60,000 or less. They have to come to that reality. It can't be so expensive that the people can't afford it.
We're short on time here, but before we go, I'd like to ask you what letter grade you would give to Governor Raimondo for her performance in office so far.
Well, I mean, she has proposed all kinds of extra new revenue through taxes, tolls. She has transparency issues that I've come across. I applaud her that she's trying to restructure, look at agencies and make them more accountable to taxpayers. But I have to be honest with you, overall, I'm disappointed.
Thanks for joining us, Tim White from Channel 12.
Thanks, Ian.
And State Representative Patricia Morgan, Republican of West Warwick.
Thank you for having me.